So first off, let's get names for everybody and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Riley Benda. I'm a senior at JCC, and I've been on farm management for 3 years.
My name's Landon Carter. I'm a sophomore, and this was my first year on the team.
My name is Isabel Henning. I am a junior, and I joined this team over summer.
So farm management went to Nashville Convention this year. How did that go for you guys?
So we got eighth as a team. We all got in the gold bracket. So for individuals, it's split up into three brackets based on your rankings, bronze, silver, and gold. And for all four of us to place in gold was amazing. And for us to get eighth as a team in the nation is equally as amazing. So
yeah, it felt really good when we got those results because it felt like the team just kept encountering some different hurdles. And so to be able to get that, we were very excited about.
Especially with doing it the first year to get that high
and
rating.
And like have been able to, like we said, how Kylie joined was able to help us at the last minute. It was really awesome for her to place that high as well.
Yeah, tell me more about that. We were talking about that a little bit already, but kind of at the 11th hour, so to speak, there was some shakeup and you guys were still able to be successful. So who wants to take that?
Yeah, so this summer, at the beginning of the summer, after we won state, we knew we were going to nationals. Rachel, who was on our team to win state, she said that she had too many conflicts with college and wouldn't be able to practice over the summer. So Izzy stepped in, and a week before we left for nationals, Sam, our fourth contestant who qualified at state, came down with mono. And so we had to quickly call somebody, find somebody, so that way all of our scores would count and we would be able to have the best chance at nationals that we could. And so Kylie Zischka stepped up, who is a freshman in college, and she did farm management her sophomore year of high school, and she was able to fill Sam's spot, and we are just really grateful that she was able to make it work so that way we could have the chance, have a good chance at nationals.
And to participate at all, right? Like, she did that there too.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, coming in clutch with that, obviously. So congratulations to her on the success as well, but all of you, of course. And so how did you get that gold, you know, certification? What did that look like for you guys? How does it score?
So to get to the gold, like Riley said before, out of the 41 teams that were there, they kind of split them up into three different sections, and bronze, silver, and gold. And so up in the top would be the gold of them. But
so you scored high enough to get there?
Yes, we were all in the top third of the
individual contestants. Yeah. And for what goes into the team score, we have a team activity and our individual scores. If we didn't have the fourth person, our team activity like wouldn't count. And so there was no way we would have gotten gold. So
yeah,
it's just amazing that we were able to like find somebody that quick and really pull it off and have as much success as we did.
Yeah.
What does the competition itself look like and how do they score it as you go?
So our contest had a test portion and then the team portion. And the test was divided into two tests. So one was a knowledge multiple choice section, and one was a math calculating short answer section. So we had 3 hours to complete both of those, which was a challenge in itself of timing it out. And for me, I have never done a farm business test at the actual contest. So just spacing it all out was definitely a challenge. And then our team portion, we worked together to answer a packet of questions based off of the farm's financial information and history and how we work together as a group.
Yeah, so I didn't do this specific competition, so that's why I ask about some of those details, because like I was in FFA and stuff, but I know that usually like there's a hypothetical. So was that something you guys had in advance and then you just had to put the right stuff in the right place?
Yes, so we were given a packet of all of the farm's information. So all of their balance sheets, their cash flows, a little bit of just background information of the family, who they are, what they do, their kids, what they do, and what their enterprises are. So we knew that going into it. So we were able to kind of prepare. We knew that they had some dairy cattle and what crops they had. So we kind of prepared the best we could, but you never know for sure what the questions will be.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for breaking all that down. As far as kind of the, well, any other things on the competition part of it for anybody that you want to mention? Because I also want to know about kind of National Convention in general and some of the best memories of that that you took away from it. And that could be for each person as you go.
So we had a few hours to walk around in the expo where we got to go and check out what some businesses had to offer and tell us about themselves. And they were giving away some different souvenirs and the likes. We also had a lot of fun. On our way back home, we stopped in Iowa City and spent the night there. And there was this place called Defy, which is a trampoline park. And so that was a lot of fun just to be able to relax and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoy at convention seeing all of the people from all over the country and getting to talk to them, hearing about why they're there, what they're competing in. That's really neat for me.
It was cool to kind of run into people from either from Minnesota or from like the Jackson Lakefield area, or have friends from the Jackson Lakefield area. That's really cool because, I mean, you have Jackson County Central on your back and you have Minnesota on your back. And so it's like, hey, I might know those guys. And so they stop you and you're like, oh my gosh, I like don't know you directly, but I know you indirectly. And so that was really cool just to see how small of a world it really is and how many people are there from all over the place.
It is also very cool to see some of those people from far away and talk to how lives are around different parts of the country and how they do stuff there.
Yeah, I remember because we talked to MCW as well, and something they talked about was kind of going on a little scavenger hunt, trying to find all the different jackets you could and stuff like that. So yeah, I remember that too from going to Nationals, just seeing like you said, just all the different experiences and things you can share. I appreciate what you've already told us about what happened at Nationals and everything. Anything else that anybody wants to share or from your experience or anything like that?
I just want to say thank you to like our coaches. They've worked so hard and they've like, we've put in the hours, but they've put in more hours, like getting the packets to us, giving us extra handouts to make sure that we're understanding what we're looking at in the resource information, looking up videos, extending emails to other people to see if we could go tour their farm or see if they could break down what the farm is really doing and what these numbers mean and what these terminology means. So I just want to say a big thank you to Jeff Voss and Brad Milbrath. And Travis Carter for driving us through the hectic Indianapolis city. And I want to say thank you to Izzy and to Kylie, because we wouldn't have been able to place without either of them. And for both of them to be fully in from the get-go, and this being sprung on them so early and so fast, and being like, okay, we kind of need you, like we really need you. And for them to just be all game and work their butts off to get to where we wanted to be. And I don't think we could have asked for a better outcome.
Yeah, definitely a thank you to Jeff Voss, Brad Milbrath, and Mike Borsma. Jeff, this summer, put a lot of time into me. I came into this contest virtually knowing nothing. So he spent a lot of time, Jeff did, just teaching me from the ground up, just the basics to get me to where I needed to be for the contest. So he put a tremendous amount of time in, not only to our group practices, but to just me one-on-one practices as well. And then, Brad constantly, with our practices, doing everything possible to make sure we're understanding the material. And then Mike Borsma as well, going through the farm information packets and making sure that the numbers add up, teaching us what they all mean, and kind of explaining some different aspects that were likely going to be on the test. That was a very big help as well.
I would say Chad Bend also deserves a thank you, too. He helped us out when we were up at state convention and came in for a practice, too, and taught us some things. And so thanks to him as well.
Well, thank you all for sharing with me about your experiences that you were able to have at national convention with farm management. Congratulations on the success you had as well. And I appreciate your time.
That was our conversation with Riley Benda, Landon Carter, and Isabel Henning. Congratulations once again to the farm management team, all of them representing JCC FFA and Minnesota FFA at the national convention. Eighth place in the nation with all gold individual performances. And thank you for your time as well. Our conversations with our local FFA chapter members who were able to experience national convention are online at kkoj.com.